From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Out in Southeast Boise, 11 cranes and hundreds of workers are building Micron's new computer chip fabrication plant. The project itself is huge and will employ 4,000 construction workers. They're making their own concrete at the site, in fact, and crushing tons of rock. So we wanted an update on the $15 billion expansion project. And it just so happens that BoiseDev.com just flew a drone over the construction to see what's up. So we invited Don Day, the founder and editor of BoiseDev.com, to join us today to talk more about this. Hi, Don.
Hello, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, so I heard you went on a bus tour of the plant. What exactly did you see?
Not much.
Okay.
So your listeners will detect that I was a little salty about this. So a couple weeks ago, Micron hosted a tour with Senator Mike Crapo and Micron CEO Sanjay Mehrotra, as well as one of the deputy undersecretaries in the Biden administration, to go see the tour. And I'd gotten early notice of this and initially had been told it would just be us and a national reporter. Got there that morning and found out that had changed, which is cool. And other media outlets locally were there. They loaded us all up on a bus with the CEO and the senator and the deputy secretary, and took us around and read off some facts, and we could kind of see out the window some construction, and it's interesting. We all were under the impression that we would be able to get out and my TV peers could shoot some video, and the print folks and myself could take some pictures. And so when we circled back into the main Micron campus and were let out where we started, I think we all kind of looked around at each other and went, well, that was strange. There was no news to be had there that day. We had been told we would actually get to speak with Mr. Mehrotra, but that didn't happen at the last minute. And so I was a little frustrated because I now used my whole morning and there was nothing to, to show our readers for it. And so I thought, well, we want to still tell the story. How do we do it? And I figured putting a drone up in the air might be the best way to make that happen.
Okay, so you hire this drone, it flies over the construction site. Tell us what it looks like out there as the drone flies by this construction site.
Yeah, it's really quite a massive project. If you've driven the freeway kind of towards Mountain Home, that that second interchange past Micron, the one that it doesn't get a lot of use, that's called the Isaacs Canyon area. If you've driven out there, you can tell there's a lot going on, but once you get the perspective of getting up in the air a little bit, it's just kind of crazy how really much is happening out there. And Gemma, you noted in your intro, there's 11 cranes on the site. And that is a lot. In fact, I think there's probably roughly that on all the projects in downtown Boise right now. But at full build out, there will actually be 30 cranes on this project. And tons of construction workers. At peak, there will be 4,000 people working just on the construction. They have built two concrete batch plants right on site. So instead of bringing concrete in from other places, they can actually just put it together right there on site. And just the scale of what they're doing is amazing. The project itself, as has widely been reported, is valued at $15 billion. And I think it's easy to go, wow, that's a lot of money, $15 billion, cool. We had done some research, and I think I mentioned this on your show before, and I was like, well, how do we get a sense of scale? And so we went year by year through Boise's permit system and looked at the total value of all the building permits issued in the city of Boise. And I started in 22, and then I just kind of went backwards until I got to 2008, which was the earliest record. And the total for everything built in Boise between 2008 and 2015, the value of that was $8 billion. This Micron project is not quite double that, but it's not a whole city. It's just one project. And it's going to be built in a few years, not over a long time horizon. So it's really helps you get an idea of what they're doing out there in terms of scale and size.
Okay, so Don, do we know then how much bigger this new computer chip operation is going to be then compared to what they have now? I mean, we know about, you know, as you said, how big the construction project is, but I mean, do we know how many buildings will actually go up?
So there is going to be a total, of course, I'm pulling up my notes, which are very helter skelter. I didn't write a story on this. I did a video, so you can't actually read my story, and I can't look at it. But let's talk about the history so I can help answer this question. Micron makes a number of products, but their main one is what's called dynamic random access memory, DRAM. And these chips are in everything from your computer to your iPhone, and they store information in kind of a temporary way. That's my very layman's way of describing that. In the 1990s, Micron really was a leader in this space, and a lot of those chips were actually made here in Boise in what's called a fab or fabrication plant. Over time, a lot of that production was offshored as companies do what they like to do and they chase the bottom line. That's become a bit of a challenge and a political football. You'll remember coming out of the pandemic, there was a pretty significant shortage of computer chips. And leaders in Congress identified that a lot of the supply chain for these chips, which are really vital to so much of what we use every day, was centered in Taiwan. And Taiwan is obviously a political football. The Chinese government claims that as their own territory. And there's a lot of friction on what might happen there. And if war were to happen and break out in Taiwan, or ultimately the Chinese took control of that nation, what would happen to that supply of chips? And so the federal government decided to sign off on what's called the Chips and Science Act. This was a bipartisan bill in Congress to bring some of that production back to the US. And they're doing it in the form of tax incentives. And a number of companies have stepped up and asked for this government money, including Intel and some others. And so Micron also was a big supporter of this and is at work on two projects, the Boise project, which is $15 billion, and then a larger, almost $100 million project in upstate New York. The Boise plant, right now, what's done out there primarily is research and development. So the company works to build better and faster and more efficient computer chips. Soon, they will actually be able to do some production. So they will be able to make and design these chips, but then actually do production runs of the chips right there on site. Now, the bulk of the domestic production will still happen in New York, but they will now have some capacity. In total, the new fab will be 600,000 square feet. And I was trying to liken things to like an average home. So the average home in the Boise area is 2,000 square feet. And so you think about a house being 2,000 square feet and this being 600,000 square feet, it's just massive in size. In total, they're building 2.5 million square feet of buildings out there, and a total of 15 new buildings. In fact, one side project on this is there's going to be a new office building, which to my research is one of the largest, if not the largest, office building in the state of Idaho. And then a 2,800 space parking garage, which is a lot of cars. So really just the sense of scale out here. And if you, I'll tell people the best way to find this is just to Google Boise Dev Micron Tour, and you'll see the YouTube video, and you can see this all for yourself.
So
Once you get up above it, you're just like crazy. There's so much going on out at this site.
So Don, how is Micron doing as a company right now?
Yeah, Micron's actually doing really well. And something that's kind of fascinating that we learned as we went through this this spring, we're working on actually a couple of stories that are some accountability for some of the things that Micron has said that we'll have hopefully later this summer. But one of them is that chip maker NVIDIA, which is kind of all the rage right now for their chips that help fuel large language models and other AI technologies. Each of those NVIDIA chips, which you're hearing talked about in the national media, actually has 64 Micron chips embedded in it. And Micron's
Really?
stock is really benefiting quite well from the AI boom. You might remember there was a layoff in Boise not all that long ago, like a year and a half ago. And things have turned around, and they are also being buoyed by government subsidies, both at the federal level. And then I think it's important to note they also saw some fairly decent incentives from the state of Idaho. And then something else that our Margaret Carmel reported on a couple of years ago that's fascinating is Micron in 2008 was able to get a cap on its property taxes forever. So Micron's spending $15 billion out here, but they won't actually face any additional property tax on all the improvements. And so that's a pretty big incentive for somebody to
Yeah, it
build
is.
additional buildings and buy equipment because they don't have to buy a property tax. If I buy a second house. I will not be buying the second house, but let's just pretend I'm going to pay property taxes on that. But if Micron builds a second fabrication plant, they won't. And so they're definitely
Wow.
seeing some boost from the taxpayer subsidies here.
So from a financial standpoint, then, when we look at this $15 billion project, I would assume that Micron's got the money in the bank to pay for this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question that is above my understanding of financing and
Right.
how that works. But I think they're good for it, is maybe the way to put it. And then when you add in the government incentives and other things, it's certainly something that will pay off. And the impact on the economy of the Treasure Valley should be fairly strong. They're going to hire lots of people, and they're working with community colleges and others. They made some specific promises around housing and transit, and I kind of alluded to some accountability work. We're working to get some answers because they've been saying that for a couple of years. And all they've done so far is said that they're building a daycare, which they are. But what we've tried to challenge them on is that daycare was actually proposed well before this new expansion was contemplated. And so they're sort of taking credit for the daycare as part of this expansion, but they were going to do the daycare anyway. So we're going to keep on them and really work to bring accountability to what they're going to do as they continue to grow. And there's pros and cons, and I think people in the general audience see positives and negatives, and we're trying to follow each of those for our audience.
Well, and I think that's a fair statement, Don, right? Especially, I think if I mean someone like you, born and raised here, I've been here for 20 plus years, aging myself, but we've seen the ebbs and flows of Micron, right? You've seen the high
You moved
highs
here
and
when
the
you were
low.
five, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, I was exactly. Yeah, and I knew all about Micron at that age. But I mean, really, we've seen those high highs, right, of Micron, and then the low
Absolutely.
lows, right? These major layoffs, and then they do better again. And so it's almost like this sense of almost hesitation, right? If that makes sense, of okay, what is going to actually happen once this is all built and up and running? Like, will this continue, or will we see another recession, and how that would impact Micron? So you
Yeah,
know what I'm
and
saying?
the chip industry is a cyclical one. It has booms and busts. And the saying in Idaho for a long time has been when Micron sneezes, the state catches a cold. I think that's a little less true than it used to be, especially here in the Treasure Valley, as the economy has seen some diversification and has seen Micron not be as big a piece of the economy as it once was. You know, for years, Gemma, you'll remember in news stories, we would always say Idaho's largest private employer, Micron Technology. And that's not true anymore. They're like fifth, I think. And so their share of employees in the state has decreased, and this may bump that back up. And you know that has pros and cons. I'm hearing from people who are concerned because Micron is paying top wage for construction workers, which is great for the workers. Not to indicate that it's not, but it is driving up the construction costs on other projects because people are having to compete with Micron and then Meta out in Kuna for these big plants, these big chip companies that have government subsidies to pay a lot to their workers, again, which is a great thing, but it's making projects that aren't awash in stimulus cash harder to make pencil.
So when at this point, Don, do they believe this project will be complete and up and running?
Yeah, so they are saying that this is going to open in phases between now and 2030. I think that it'll probably continue on after that. The New York project hasn't broken ground yet, and so it's interesting that they really are full speed ahead on Boise first. Makes sense if you're gonna have to research the chips before you build them. It would make sense to build the place you research them. But they're gonna be spending for quite a long time out there, and we'll do this again. You know, as impressive as this drone footage is, and is interesting. Right now, it's kind of all just initial work. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like once they start to really come out of the ground and put trusses up, and we start to see what these buildings look like.
Well, maybe they'll give you another bus tour.
If the windows are clean, I would be very happy.
All right. Don, as always, really appreciate you coming in and giving us this update.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.